This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A Ukrainian military official described the situation around the city of Bakhmut as extremely tense Tuesday, highlighting an area that has been subject to heavy fighting between Ukrainian and Russian forces in Ukraine's Donetsk province. VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine spoke with Anna Chernikova in Kyiv.
Very heavy fightings, very heavy hostilities continue in the east part of the country, at the east front line, and particularly around the city of Bakhmut, but also heavy shellings happening in general, a lot of heavy shellings happening in different areas of the Donetsk region, and Ukrainian general staff confirmed that Russian forces intensify the shelling, intensify their actions in that area, and also increase their presence in that area.
Find the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine online at voanews.com. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky met with the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court in Kyiv. During Tuesday's meeting, Zelensky prioritized the issue of deportation of Ukrainian children to Russia.
For me, like father, is number one to, you know, to that you focus or that you can focus on the case of deportation of our children, and that is very important to bring them back.
At least 60 people have been injured in the collision of a passenger train and freight train in northern Greece. Multiple trains derailed and at least three cars caught fire after the crash during the night near Tempe, some 235 miles north of Athens. Hospital officials nearby said at least 60 people had been hurt, 25 of them seriously. This is VOA News. China says it's been open and transparent in the search for the origin of COVID-19. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
COVID-19 has killed almost 7 million people worldwide, but we still don't know exactly how it started. That question's gotten new attention, and now an angry China is pushing back against any talk that the pandemic likely began there in a leak from a lab. The U.S. Department of Energy concluded that, although with low confidence, according to a classified report, U.S. officials and members of Congress say China has not been entirely cooperative in the search for the origins of COVID. Beijing is now saying politicizing the issue of virus tracing will not smear China, but will only damage the U.S.'s own credibility. I'm Rita Foley.
The U.S. Supreme Court seems ready to sink President Joe Biden's plan to wipe out or reduce student loans held by millions of Americans. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Lower courts have blocked the plan, estimated to cost $400 billion over 30 years. The high court's conservatives appear skeptical of the administration's right to use the COVID-19 emergency to broadly cancel debt. From Chief Justice John Roberts, who several times mentioned the program's cost.
$500 billion.
The president's only hope for moving forward with the plan appears to be the slim chance that the court rules the individuals and states challenging the program do not have the legal right to sue. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy is defending his decision to give Fox News' Tucker Carlson exclusive access to January 6, 2021 security footage of the U.S. Capitol attack. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Speaker McCarthy's decision to give the footage to Tucker Carlson comes despite the conservative commentator's own work raising false claims and conspiracy theories about the 2021 riot over Joe Biden's election. McCarthy vowed to eventually make the roughly 42,000 hours of sensitive Capitol Police security videos available to the broader public as soon as possible. But he made it clear the Fox News commentator had first dibs. McCarthy is also supportive of giving access to some of the nearly 1,000 defendants being prosecuted for their roles in the siege. Five people died in the January 6, 2021 attack and its aftermath. I'm Norman Hall.
Italy intends to vote against European plans to outlaw the sale of new petrol and diesel cars in 12 years, its energy minister said on Tuesday. Rules approved this month by the European Parliament will require that by 2035, car makers must achieve a 100% cut in CO2 emissions from new cars sold. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.